Welcome to Behind the Great Wall on the SOH Network. I'm Daniel Tang. The China we know today is a leading world power. But behind its influence, behind its wealth, and behind its political power stands the Chinese people, who in modern times face a range of social, political, and economic issues. On Behind the Great Wall, our team of SOH reporters in China brings you their voices and their stories. In this episode, students in Guizhou poisoned by a school meal program, and Chinese lawyers declare the Political and Legislative Affairs Committee illegal. But first, despite 4 years of opposition and protests from environmental protection groups, March 29th saw the launch of the construction of the Xiaonanhai hydroelectric power plant, which is part of the Greater Three Links One Level project. The launch was held in Banan District, Zhongba Village of the bustling metropolis Chongqing, which many of our listeners may know has recently been the center of one of China's biggest political scandals to date. Now, the Xiaonanhai project aims to flood one of the last remaining free-flowing parts of the massive Yangtze River and has attracted major concerns over its environmental impact.
Xiaonanhai is a section of the Yangtze, China's longest river. The area is an important habitat with ecological corridors and a protected area for rare endemic fish. Every year, nearly 150 billion fish eggs are laid in the area. Fan Zhao, chief engineer at the Sichuan Regional Geological Office, says construction of the hydro power station will damage the environment and interfere with fish reproduction and migration. The hydro power station is in a national nature reserve. The Yangtze River Nature Reserve was created for upstream endemic fish, and building the station will change the natural state of the river. Further, the dam will block fish reproduction and migration channels. That is the biggest problem from an ecological point of view. The cost of the Xiaonanhai hydropower station is estimated to be 32 billion yuan, $5 billion. It's considered a vanity project of Bo Xilai, the former Chongqing Party secretary. Fan Zhao points out that the hydropower station is built in the hilly areas of the Sichuan Basin, and its cost is much higher than any other projects. It is not like the mountains and canyons. After a dam is built in hilly areas, it will cause floods, and the flooding area will be large, and a big group of people will need to be relocated. Because of this, the cost is very high. Compared to the amount of energy it can produce, it exceeds the Three Gorges project and many other large-scale hydropower projects. Fan Zhao said Xiaonanhai hydropower station is only 10 kilometers away from Chongqing. Residents living on both sides of the Yangtze are wary of future flooding problems. Many farmers rely on the rich land along the Yangtze River to cultivate vegetables and fruits. After the flood, many local residents will lose a very important source of livelihood. According to Fan, construction of the dam was illegal until the former party chief ordered changes to the perimeter of a protected nature reserve. This way, the dam can be constructed without infringing on any environmental regulations. The protected area has regulations, the Environmental Protection Act and Wildlife Protection Laws. So building a hydropower station here should be illegal. They then decided to adjust the boundaries of the protected areas, undermining the function of the regulations. Fan claims the authorities are disregarding the law and environment for the sake of immediate interests. For immediate economic and government interests, it can disregard the law and ignore the importance of the Yangtze River to society, the world, and all of China. It can disregard all of that. This is inconceivable and hard to comprehend. Construction of the Xiaonanhai hydropower station will endanger several rare fish species in the Yangtze, including sturgeon and mullet, that are classified as nationally protected fish. Another 9 species of fish listed in the China Red Data Book of Endangered Animals are also under threat. Craig Richter, SOH Network.
the Chinese authorities have plans to construct two even bigger dams on the river, sparking concerns from non-government organization International Rivers. Since the founding of the Chinese Communist Party, party doctrine has always promoted fighting against heaven and earth, in stark contrast to traditional Chinese thought, which emphasized respecting heaven, nature, and the earth. This communist ideology in some ways has laid the groundwork for much of the environmental degradation and the relentless construction efforts under the communist regime. You are listening to Behind the Great Wall on the SOH Network. I'm Daniel Tang. And welcome back. Another case of contaminated food products has just occurred. A new free school meal program in Guizhou province caused dozens of elementary school students to suffer from food poisoning, according to reports. Not long after the program was rolled out, three hospitals in the rural area were packed with students who'd been given infusions after ingesting the milk. Officials say preliminary investigations indicate the culprit is a milk drink produced by the Mengniu Group. Mia Chen with more on this story.
According to Bijie Daily, beginning on March 26, 4,782 elementary school students in Babu Town, Zhijing County in southward China, took part in the government's free nutrition breakfast program. Wang Zhiming, the town secretary of the Discipline Inspection Commission and the deputy lead for implementing the program, said the program offers students milk and bread. 4 days into what was supposed to be a beneficial program, at 9 a.m. on March 29, Wang received a phone call from one local school principal who said students in one class began vomiting after breakfast. The principal took more than 10 students to the town hospital for examination. When Wang arrived, he found all three hospitals in the town were crowded with students, parents, and onlookers. Many students were receiving transfusions, some were vomiting and crying. Wang said similar cases occurred the previous day but were ignored. Locals published photos of the hospital scene online showing crowds of people packing the halls, and many young students connected to the medicinal drip bags. According to information released by the Zhijing County Party Commission Propaganda Department, hospitals in Babu Town reported 11 students suffering severe symptoms of food poisoning, but most students' conditions have improved. A Babu Town government staffer said several villages were affected by the food poisoning, but declined to comment further. In autumn 2011, the State Department began to implement the Rural Compulsory Education Student Nutrition Improvement Program. The Central Finance Department allocated an annual 16 billion yuan budget to launch the pilot program. The program focused on providing students in poorer rural areas with extra food and drink to address hunger and nutrition problems. The pilot program covered 680 counties and cities and involved 26 million students. Babu Township in Zhijing County was involved in developing the program, and Shenhua Group's Zhijing agency was responsible for catering to the 4,782 students across 17 rural elementary schools. Mia of SOH Network.
In our final story, we give you the latest update on the Wang Lijin incident, which has resulted in the purging of former Chongqing Party chief Bo Xilai. Bo is now, according to reports, under house arrest, and his wife, Gu Kailai, is now under investigation for the murder of British businessman Neil Haywood, who died under very mysterious circumstances. But the situation with Bo Xilai and Wang Lijin is only one side of the coin, so to speak, and actually involves something much deeper and more sinister amongst the Communist Party ranks. Bo is part of the former president Jiang Zemin's faction, who is linked to current Politburo standing member Zhou Yongkang. This group is seen as being in direct opposition to current president Hu Jintao's faction. Now, the former president Jiang Zemin's faction left behind many legacies for the Chinese people during his time in power, including the all-powerful Political and Legislative Committee, which has control over the police, the armed police, the prison system, and the judicial system. In this next story, we hear from two Chinese lawyers who claim the establishment of the PLAC is actually illegal and is currently undermining China's legal system.
Wang Cheng and Yongwan Li, attorneys in Hangzhou and Hunan province, both believe the establishment and the existence of the PLAC goes against the Chinese constitution. They also say that the PLAC has interfered with their professional work in litigation at different levels of the Chinese government. On April 1st, attorney Wang Cheng said in an interview, "Our constitution does not sanction the establishment of an entity that governs the police, prosecutors, and the courts. Therefore, the existence of the PLAC stands against the constitution of China. The constitution says that all parties, civil groups, and individuals must operate under the framework of the constitution and law. So if there is such an entity as the PLAC that is to oversee the police, prosecutors, and court system, then there would be no independent judiciary whatsoever." Wang says that at present, many people are appealing and petitioning to the authorities, and their cases should be tried independently, without interference from any party or party leaders. This is the only way he believes justice can be ensured. There are people inside the party system who also support this idea. Attorney Yongwan Li also spoke of the PLAC's presence in almost all aspects of the judicial system. "The PLAC pays close attention to cases and gives many detailed directives as to how cases should be decided. It thus becomes very uncomfortable working on cases, as cases are not tried according to the rule of law. Therefore, it's not a good idea for an established entity like the PLAC to interfere with any judicial system under any circumstances." Wang says the PLAC's interference in justice is something that is quite open and almost a norm. "This is quite common in Chinese society and widely accepted as the norm. Sometimes there are open reports on government entities such as the police, prosecutors, and the court system collaborating on a case. Sometimes it's coordinated by the PLAC. Other times it's dictated by a specific communist leader. In China, this is mostly an open and well-known fact." On March 27th, Mao Yuxi, a well-known China economist, garnered widespread attention in China when he wrote on his mini-blog on Sina.com that the PLAC should be abolished from all government levels. He also suggested it would be better that judges be independent of political parties, so they can try cases solely on the law and without any interference. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
And that brings an end to Behind the Great Wall for this week. If you would like to listen or download our podcast, you can visit behindthegreatwall.sohnetwork.com. There you can also read our transcript, listen to previous episodes, and link to other programs on the SOH Network. Also, if you have any comments or queries, feel free to leave a message on our main website. That's Behind the Great Wall for April 12th, 2012. And I'm Daniel Tang of the SOH Network.